It's iconic.
The Edge.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
I wanna feel you from the inside. it's the truth.
Explain what the heck Iconic Alternative is. Okay, sure. It's fun alternative songs from bands you know and love. Or at least like the Chili Peppers, Blondie, Pearl Jam, Tears for Fears, Coldplay, and some surprises.
Only the good stuff.
Exactly. Cool guy. We try and have some fun.
But never offensive.
Well, we hope you like it. Heck, we hope you love it.
This is 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's Iconic Alternative.
My lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should've worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. Heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. Amen. Amen.
from the retro band.
1977. We'll be right back.
play another Canadian artist.
Yes, proud. Like when the Canucks won the Stanley Cup. Oh, never mind.
107.3 The Edge. Calgary's iconic alternative.
Good message.
More music now.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
the Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Family unit and the tax code, for example.
Okay, whoa. We don't do that here.
We're the fun, groovy tune station.
1073 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Did you see the sky? I think it- like Aha, The Cars, U2, Duran Duran, The Police, and The Cranberries all have in common? They all got their start in the world of alternative music in the 80s and 90s. We would like them back, please. We're 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Explore Calgary's best rentals. Book your showing today at renttruman.com. Live better. Rent Truman.
Take back your free time with PC Express Online grocery delivery and pickup. Score in-store promos, PC Optimum points, and more free time. And still get groceries. Shop now at pcexpress.ca.
Out with the old and in with the new. It's something you hear a lot this time of year. Making space in your life is what a new year is for. Get a fresh start in your home and your life with Sentinel Storage. With a safe place to store your belongings you love but don't have space for. Sentinel Storage can be your resolution solution with flexible and affordable storage options at a location near you. Get on with your new year. Sentinel Storage. Shop Canadian. Store Canadian. Try 4 weeks free. Visit sentinelstorage.ca.
Get ready for Alberta-built excitement on ice. Don't miss your AJHL champion Calgary Canucks' next home game. This Saturday, the Calgary Canucks take on Olds at the Six Sick of Deerfoot Sportsplex at 6 p.m. Then get ready for back-to-back games the following weekend with Fort McMurray February 8th and Lloyd Minster on February 9th. Enjoy affordable family fun at its finest in the Ken Bracco Arena. It's time to join Canucks Nation. Tickets are available right now. Get yours at calgarycanucks.ca.
Fun at Casino Days. Play thousands of games, including slots, tables, live games, and jackpots. Join the fun at Casino Days. No purchase necessary. Open to all players 18 years and older. Free to play. Please enjoy responsibly.
Gord Gillies here for Len T. Wong and Associates. When you sell your home with Len and his team, you know you've got decades of experience working for you. Maybe the sale is straightforward. Maybe it's one of those bidding wars between multiple parties. Whatever the scenario, you want Len on your side of the negotiating table when it comes to closing the deal. Len T. Wong and Associates from Greater Property Group. The city you love and the agents you trust. Call or text Len at 403-606-8888.
How to fix broken furnace. What's a heat exchanger?
You might not know how to fix a furnace, but we do. We're Reliance Home Comfort, here to take your call 24-7. And if you need a new furnace, ask us about our next day or we pay installation guarantee. Plus, right now, save 20% during the Reliance Team Member Pricing Event, where you pay what we pay. So if you need help now,
call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
Here are some shows you may or may not want to see.
Full list at 1073edge.com.
Unplugged, Nirvana reimagined at the Jack Singer Concert Hall January 31st. Theory of a Dead Man unplugged at Southern Alberta Jubilee Auditorium March 7th. And Bush loaded the Greatest Hits Tour at Grey Eagle Resort and Casino April 25th. I'm Sarah Crosby, and I've seen all of Brooklyn Nine-Nine twice.
You just sit back and enjoy the magic of rock.
Starting a non-specific amount of non-stop music.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Mother, I don't want to take my medicine. 24 years in the gutter again. I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Everybody's acting like they're all alright. I can barely get myself to sleep at night. I'm sick of it. Yeah, I'm sick of it. Yeah, they took the tax man. I lost my job and you got hurt by us. He caught it. They shut the lights off. They took the car and I bought a sawed off shotgun. Yeah, they took the tax man. I lost my job and you got hurt by us. He caught it. They shut the lights off. They took the car and I bought a sawed off shotgun. I'd rather be crazy than to take these pills. I'm sick of being okay against my will. I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Ain't a thing in this world that I'm gonna miss. It's all fake smiles and leather jackets. We're full of it. Yeah, we're full of shit. I don't know who to trust.
I bought a sauna.
It all started when my mom dropped the lava lamp in our soup, and then...
So boring.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Can't convince myself.
Alternative.
Thank you.
Probably at something.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative. Iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.
For centuries, there's always been this dance between music and technology, with each affecting the other in some kind of way. Almost always, though, there's no fighting progress. Music and everything to do with it ultimately bends to the needs and demands of new technology. For example, when the Catholic Church built big, echoey cathedrals in the Middle Ages, the sacred music in those buildings adapted to this new architecture so that it made use of the natural reverb. Fast forward a bunch of centuries. Thomas Edison's talking machine, first demonstrated in 1877, and Emil Berliner's gramophone, which debuted 10 years later, were the first machines able to capture sound up to 3 minutes at a time. But because of that recording limit, the standard length of a popular song became about 3 minutes. So the music bent to the limitations of the technology. I can give you other examples. Radio changed the way music was consumed, marketed, and sold. Jukeboxes helped spread the word on R&B, country, and rock and roll. They were so popular that a coin shortage in 1937 was blamed on the popularity of jukeboxes. Electricity gave us amplifiers and the electric guitar. The microphone turned singers from people who could belt out tunes at high volumes into crooners who used the mic to create softer, more intimate performances. Synthesizers, once reviled by many musicians because one person can make the sounds of an entire orchestra, threatened the livelihoods of professionals. But they were eventually accepted. Sampling, well, that was thought to be evil and illegal at first, but we worked that out. File sharing of MP3s meant that no one would ever pay for music again, but now hundreds of millions of people are paying for streaming. There's more, but you get what I'm talking about. This music and tech dance continues today. And on episode 5 of our look at rock in the 2010s, we're going to look at how that particular relationship played out and the effect these interactions had on our music.
107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of alternative rock with Alan Cross.
Hello again, I'm Alan Cross, and this is the fifth and final installment of our look back on what happened with rock and alt-rock in the 2010s. So far, we've looked at the death of the 12-year pop and rock cycle, the role of indie performers, the new genres that popped up during the decade, along with the music revivals and comebacks that we saw. And now we'll conclude with how technology irrevocably changed things. Let's start by looking at some of the things we're not doing as the result of technology, beginning with music videos. In the 80s and 90s, MTV and Much Music were the only places we could see music videos. That all began to change in the mid-2000s with the debut of YouTube. By 2010, both channels were barely running any music videos, if at all, pivoting instead to becoming lifestyle channels. This, however, has not meant the end of the music video as an art form. In the 2010s, everything moved from waiting around in front of our TVs to see a cool video to calling up whatever video we wanted on demand on our smartphones. Those million-dollar-plus videos that we once saw became more modest in scope. But because everyone had access to high-quality video cameras and very powerful video editing software on laptops or even phones, people could create pro-level productions, especially after the debut of the iPhone 11. By the end of the decade, thousands of people were making music videos in HD and 4K with just their phones. That included people like Lady Gaga, Selena Gomez, and Marcus Mumford. If you didn't have an iPhone, well, any number.